Some of the key things I think to know about this project, historically, when we put this land package together, there was already a hit of 53,700 grams per ton over half a meter. So you don't get all that visible gold in any place without there being a significant source of this gold fluid. So that was one of the drivers that brought me to the project. So that's really pretty exciting. Like I mentioned earlier, we followed up with our own drill program on the Gold Rock area. We have results like 300 grams per ton over 3.9 meters, 55 grams per ton over 3.5 meters. These are on new discoveries we made on parallel zones at Gold Rock. So it's not only just, infilling the historic results, but we've been adding to that footprint as well. So that's pretty exciting. So in 2025, we did 15,000 meters of drilling. We have really, really low all-in drill costs. We're under $250 Canadian all-in. So that really gives us a great bang for our buck for our drill dollars. So we have a great list of shareholders. Let's start off with the strategics that we have. So we have Alamos Gold has about 12% of the company. Now they inherited their position through the option agreement, but they've been holders of the stock. And then our kind of Christmas present last year was that Centerra Gold put in a strategic investment of 9.9%.
Mara Kolb, Dryden Gold Corp. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. To all my viewers and listeners out there, I am an investor in Dryden Gold Corp. Dryden Gold Corp recently came to one of my investment groups that I attend here in Atlanta, and I started buying them. And that is not, do your own homework, guys. That is not a recommendation. Just again, do your own homework. Mara, let's get into it. Tell me first, give me a 30,000 foot view on Dryden Gold, what you got going.
Yeah, so we're a junior explorer in northwestern Ontario, so just north of Minnesota. We are looking for high-grade gold mineralization primarily. We have three different projects that we've got advanced right now, but we're early stage. So we're kind of your boots on the ground, early drilling, really trying to make discoveries type of story. Started as a public company in 2024. So about 2 years of drilling now. We've made some discoveries, had some really good results this year, like 300 grams over 3.5 meters. So been pretty exciting high grade here.
Okay, so let me talk to all my viewers and listeners, to all of you. This is one of the projects, and thank you, Mara, for mentioning that. How I structure my own portfolio is really on the Lassonde curve. I look for early exploration that's typically higher risk, but the biggest upside. Then, if you follow the Lassonde curve, after they make a discovery, I also like developers that have deep value, if you would. And then I want companies that are coming out of the Lassonde curve going in production. Dryden Gold, in my bucket, if you would, is early stage, if you would, but I like what they have, and that's what we're going to get into here. So, Mara, let's dive in a little bit. You've hit a few holes here, but what do you have and what do you think you have? And tell me about the grade.
Yeah, well, let me start a little higher level, just give people a little bit of background of what kind of deposit that is, so what they can expect for mineralization styles and results. So because we're in northwestern Ontario, we're in our Archean lode gold system. So these kind of deposits typically can be very high grade, but you typically have vein structures or shear zones hosting that gold. So when you're going to expect results, they may not be super wide, but they'll be very high grade. And continuity is what we have to work on here because they're structurally complex. So, that's the type of deposit that we're looking for. We have a very large land package, 70,000 hectares. So we actually have one area called Gold Rock that is known high grade gold vein style, that type I first talked about. But we're also looking at two other exploration projects within the large land package that have different types of footprints. So it's kind of a nice diverse project that way, where we have your high grade, which can be, spectacular results. Can be a little bit trickier to pin down the controls on that, but that's what we've been doing, very scientific approach to advance. And then we have some other targets that look like more broad, lower grade mineralization, and that could be advanced, we believe, very quickly. So that's kind of where we sit. Some of the key things I think to know about this project, Historically, when we put this land package together, there was already a hit of 53,700 grams per ton over half a meter. So you don't get all that visible gold in any place without there being a significant source of this gold fluid. So that was one of the drivers that brought me to the project. My background, I spent about 8 years working in the Red Lake camp, which is notorious for very, very high grade gold, complex system. So this is kind of my bread and butter. I love these type of deposits. I like figuring them out, kind of how they tick, and then being able to recognize the patterns and predict the gold zones after that. So that's really pretty exciting. Like I mentioned earlier, we followed up with our own drill program on the Gold Rock area. We have results like 300 grams per ton over 3.9 meters, 55 grams per ton over 3.5 meters. These are on new discoveries we made on parallel zones at Gold Rock. So it's not only just, you know, infilling the historic results, but we've been adding to that footprint as well. So that's pretty exciting. And then I mentioned the two regional projects, but we've had some good results there too. Go ahead, Andy. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So I want to really deep dive into that in just a second, but I think to the benefit of all of our viewers and listeners, and again, this is another thing that attracted to me, Dryden, to myself and my portfolio. But tell me, and again, we're going to go back to what you just said. But tell me what investors, if you can name drop, what investors do you have in here? Who is backing you? And how much money do you currently have in the bank?
I think I'll also show you a visual with that. 1 second, there we go. Got it up. Okay. Look at me go. So we have a great list of shareholders. Let's start off with the strategics that we have. So we have Alamos Gold has about 12% of the company. Now, they inherited their position through the option agreement, but they've been holders of the stock. And then our kind of Christmas present last year was that Centerra Gold put in a strategic investment of 9.9%, and they've been keeping that position through the last raise we did. We have some other great names. Eric Sprott was one of our earliest investors while we were still a private company. Rob McEwen led our RTO with the first lead order. Delbrook Capital, which is a big firm here in Canada, they hold about 9%. Dynamic Funds, Rob Quartermain. The list is pretty impressive. Our management also owns over 6% of the company. Trey Wasser, our CEO, some may remember that name. He had a big success recently, but 4 years ago now with Ely Gold Royalties. So he became CEO of that company, market cap of about $16 million, sold that for about $300 to Gold Royalty Corp. So, you know, we're a group of like-minded individuals. We know that exploration, the best case for an exploration company is really M&A activity. So we've been courting these major and mid-tier companies because we really feel that's the extra exit strategy. And that's where your 10Xs come from. That's really the goal here, is to make a discovery that is of interest to one of these major mid-tier companies and have them buy the property.
Excellent. Okay. And cash balance, that's $6 million Canadian, correct?
Correct. $6 million Canadian, which funds our exploration program for 2026. Very similar budget to what we had in 2025. What you'll also notice on the share structure, we have some warrants outstanding. About 38 million of those expire at the end of this year, right after Christmas. Those are at 30 cents, and we've been Canadian. We've been trading around 30 cents now for the last few months. So I'm hopefully and optimistic that we'll see more of those being cashed in. We've had about 200,000 already cashed in. So that could really increase our exploration budget and overall budget for next year up to 11.5 million if all of them were cashed in. So that's a pretty good upside for us in terms of being able to ramp up our exploration.
Excellent. And just to be clear, you're fully funded for your drill program in 26 right now, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So in 2025, we did 15,000 meters of drilling. We have really, really low all-in drill costs. We're under $250 Canadian all-in. So that really gives us a great bang for our buck for our drill dollars. And we should be able to do between 20 and 23,000 meters in 2026.
Excellent. Okay, so let's go back to the project itself here. What is the plan here specifically? And work that out for me. And what do you think you have? And you can certainly use different companies that are around you as a, I don't know, as a comparison. So.
Well, one of the things I want to mention about our location specifically, and you kind of just reminded me of it, we're in a great neighborhood. We're a couple hours south of the Red Lake Camp, where the Great Bear discovery was made just a few years ago. And you know, that's really what we'd like to replicate here. We're only about an hour and a half away from New Gold, or the Rainy River Mine, to the south. And they just started doing regional exploration again because they're going to have a hungry mill coming up here in a few years. So, you know, we're a close neighbor to that. Centerra Gold being our strategic investment back at Christmas last year. They also have investments in other companies in the neighborhood. So if you look at our map here and kind of the district, they have a partnership to the south of us, basically on the same trend with Kenorland. So they're really getting strongly invested in this region. As I mentioned, Great Bear, now owned by Kinross, they're also in our neighborhood. So there's definitely a lot of strategics looking here because it's a great jurisdiction for gold mining, and mining in general, natural resources.
Yeah, if I could comment on that, I'm just looking into all my viewers and listeners. Please look at that map to the right, if you would. You look at Dryden here, you have Agnico right below them. You have First Mining to the left, the south left, if you would. You have New Gold to the south left, and then you have Next Gold to the upper right, if you would. So you guys are, I mean, I didn't get this before. I bought, but you guys are right in the middle. You're right on the fairway, if you would.
Yeah, and incredible for an area like this. You think Canada really remote. You think, well, how did these guys get around here? Very easily, there's a paper mill in town. I'm sitting in Dryden right now. This is where I live, actually. And I can drive to all of our exploration targets because the paper mill has a lot of logging activity. So there's a lot of logging roads. So we can really piggyback off of that already busy natural resource industry to easily explore this region, and that's why our exploration costs are so low. We're doing, you know, the most technical exploration you can, oriented core, full core sampling, geochemistry, but our costs are still low because the infrastructure here is incredible. You drive right across Canada, the Trans-Canada Highway, which is our only highway across the country, that goes right through Dryden. So all of the industry goes through here. The train, the rail line is here, power. So it's a pretty incredible place to have such a early stage project and an opportunity.
Yeah, it's really, and I asked you this in Atlanta, but I want you to answer it again. I mean, it's just beyond me how you guys got this. I mean, that's, again, as I mentioned, that's a lot of land. Like you said you had 70, I want to get the number right, but 70 hectares, correct? And you're right in the middle.
Yeah, so it's 70,000 hectares or
I'm
700
sorry, 70,000
square
hectares.
kilometers.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
that's
huge. It's a
huge.
huge
That's
it's
huge.
it took quite a bit of work to put this land package together, and it's really strategic as to where we wanted the land package to be, not just, you know, any old moose pasture. We really wanted specifically the structure that we believe controls all of the high-grade gold mineralization. So if you look at the map of our land package, it basically has a trend from the northeast to the southwest, and that's the trend of the main fault that would be the fluid pathway, basically, to bring all the gold up and deposit it. So that was really important for us. We wanted to pick up all the ground we could on that main Manitou to Norwich deformation zone. Researchers have compared that to the Porcupine Duster Fault, which is in Timmins, and that's a huge camp, over 100 million ounces. So, I mean, we really loved that comparison when Metal Earth did that study and kind of compared us to Timmins. So we were very strategic about picking up all of that. If you are looking at the map, you'll also notice these more east-west trending structures. They're in the black dashed lines. We believe that those might also host gold mineralization. They're an older structure, but we think that there's multiple pulses of gold. So we decided to pick the ground that is right off the Trans-Canada Highway, and that's actually our exploration target, Hinman, which we've had some good results on recently. So we have really good logistics, but also really strategic geologic setting for this. And now you asked me originally, how did this come together? Well, through a lot of deals, two major ones. We had two option agreements. One is complete. We did that with Manitou Gold for a lot of the southern portion of the property. That was Manitou Gold's property. Alamos got their position because they bought out Manitou for a small property they had up by Island Lake Mine. And this we already had an option agreement on. So they've inherited their share position through that option agreement payment. But again, like I said, they've been holding and they are interested shareholders, and we do regular updates. Now the northern portion, a lot of that was through a prospector deal. And then we staked lots of ground that we thought was very prospective as it came open. We made deals. I think I've sat down with every prospector in the region to talk about their properties. And if it was, if it fit our strategic idea here, we picked that up. So probably 20 different property deals to really make this thing come together. A lot of that was done when we were a private company from 2022 on, so until 2024.
Yeah, stake or buy straw hats when it's winter, right? And that seems like that's what you were doing. So to all my viewers and listeners, a couple of things. This is what I look for really in a company. You can't, I mean, and I just start going down checking boxes, if you would. I'd like to see a pathway to 5 million ounces of gold. That being said, I'm not going to speak for Mara, correct me if I'm wrong, but the pathway is really, you just got to drill. You got to drill a bunch of holes because we don't know what you got. So again, this is early stage exploration, but just think of the Lassonde curve. Again, this is what we're going to see what we get, but it's a huge, huge bonus that, again, not knowing what we have, but we're looking at high grade. Another thing I'd like to see is who is involved. And we went through that on the previous screens here about 5 minutes ago. So checking all the boxes there, some really big players there. I'm going to name drop Rob McEwen. His thesis or his idea is grade is king. Dryden Gold has the grade, if you would. I'd like to see at least one season of drilling in the bank, cash in the bank. And that's why I always ask, how much money do you have? And is this project fully funded for the next year? So it checks that box, if you would, for me. And again, this is not endorsement. This is just, I'm trying to contain my excitement, but I am very excited, if you would, in all of that. Another thing that I want you to talk about, Mara, I'd like to see at least three different projects. And to all my viewers and listeners, there's a reason for all that. Majors, if you would, like to see at least three projects. Again, they'll buy whatever they want, but depending on the project. But it's just another box to check. So how many projects do you got, Mara? And tell me about those other projects that would make it attractive to a major.
So I just switched the slide here to show our entire land package, but now with the geology on it, and this goes into the different targets. So I mentioned a little bit about Gold Rock. That's kind of our flagship, where there was some historic mining in the early 1900s. We had all those very high grade results from. But we also have two other earlier stage projects that in 2025, we really dug deep into, started to drill down at the south end of the property in Sheridan. And we've just made a drill positive decision for Hinman, which is a discovery that we made in 2023 from our first reconnaissance program. So it's pretty exciting to kind of have a discovery in your pocket and be ready to drill it. So let me talk about some of the results for those. So Hinman, on the east side of the property, right off the Trans-Canada Highway, it actually goes through that portion of the property. We discovered this in 2023 with a 13 gram per ton sample right on surface, followed that up with the second field season, doing more mapping to get a better handle on the geologic controls. And our highlight from that was a 34.8 gram per ton sample from surface. So this year, we wanted to go out and try to get even better samples. And the thing about Hinman is this is in basically granite countertop. So you have these granite lozenges, basically. They're kind of cigar shaped that have been deformed, and they break and create veining and shearing within them. And that's what's hosting the gold. So it's also very glaciated. So the rocks themselves are very, very polished. Hard to collect a sample the traditional method with a chisel and a hammer because it just doesn't have edges to break. So we channel sampled this. And what channel sampling is that you take a saw, you cut two parallel lines basically, and then you can cut out the rock between with a chisel. You just break it out and you get samples. So it's a little bit like a horizontal drill hole right along surface. So
Mara, let me interrupt you. This sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds to me it's that surface that you're sampling, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's crazy. That's crazy good. Yeah. That's crazy good. Yeah. But that's crazy.
It's kind of crazy good because we also didn't what we call trench or strip any of the ground. We actually just only went to outcrops that were already there, so pre-existing exposures. And we were able to get 23 grams over almost 3 meters on
What
one
do
of
you
these
got?
areas where a vein was exposed.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting, and that's why we're
I'm
ready
getting
to
more
drill this.
excited
We're
now. Go ahead. What do you got?
well, we're setting up to drill this now. I mean, it's kind of rare to find these things outcropping on surface,
Yeah.
especially somewhere that
It's very rare. Go
should have
ahead.
been found before. And this was a brand new discovery. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about Inman too. And we're just getting ready actually for our 2026 program to drill test this, because we have this granodiorite I mentioned that hosts this is 4 kilometers long. We have seen veining and shearing on both the north side contact and the south contact. So we potentially have two kind of parallel zones within this. And then there's some other showings that we've seen as well. So there's really a lot of opportunity. We have a drill permit for this. I don't think I've talked about this much, but being local to Dryden, I think really is a benefit for us in terms of our ability to make good relationships with the local communities, the First Nations that we have here, with the community of Dryden. People see that we're local, we're committed. We live on the water too. We want to see it taken care of. So I think that really speaks to, gives us credibility, so to speak. And that's allowed us to get these 3 exploration permits this year, which can be a challenge in Ontario and Canada, but that's something we were very proactive about, is building those relationships so we can do our job.
Okay, Mara,
Brag a little about that.
let me just interrupt you here real quick to all my viewers and listeners. And Mara, you can certainly interrupt me if I get this wrong. So I look at this, and I guess to understand this, if they're doing this at surface, think of like, I have an oil background to all my viewers and listeners. And Mara, I have an oil background. Just think of it just like walking out, if you're, I don't know, drilling in West Texas, if you would, and oil's seeping out of the ground. It's like there's a high probability, if not a definitive, there's oil there. And then you just put a drill in and it gushes out. So I'm going to go on an assumption. And again, this is an assumption, and this is why they're testing, is if gold is right there at the surface, we can make a very reasonable assumption with more work, that's where you're going to be drilling. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mara.
Exactly. In fact, I think I'll jump down to it just to show you what it looks like as I've been talking about it. So for those that I was mentioning, the granite is this pink unit. Our surface samples on the north side and on the south side, that's just where it was exposed. So that's a big strike to have for this, you know, hosting body. And then if I go to the next slide and zoom in, this is looking just at this outcrop. So we're looking at an air photo. You can see there's a lot of bush there. This was actually interesting because this is where this area was clear cut by forestry. So this is a kind of a turnaround in the road, and there was outcrop in between the turnaround. So we didn't strip anything. We just cut what was available and exposed already. And that's where we found this vein, and it would strike underneath the exposure, or sorry, it only exposes here. So it goes underneath the overburden and the rock and gravel and everything. So that's why we have to drill test this to see where it goes.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's great because we have the permit in hand. So we're ramping up to do that right away.
Excellent. Okay. So to all my viewers and listeners, I'm going to throw Mara a curveball here in just a minute here. Just my only concern. But before I get to that, talk to me what you have coming out, what's your expectation coming out news-wise that you can share and talk about coming out until from now until the new year, and then take me through the first quarter of 26.
Yeah, well, we just put out some news today, and I'll remind you, so Gold Rock, we are looking here. It looks an awful lot like Red Lake, and that's one of the things that really got me excited about the Gold Rock camp and the potential for very high grade there. So if you talk about the setting, you're basically looking at a fold and a fault going through that with cross-cutting faults. And basically all of that cross-cutting nature creates traps for high grade. And that's similar to oil. You're looking for traps, things where all the fluids basically get caught and then you have a pool. So that's what we're looking for at Gold Rock. And that's a great geologic setting and very similar to the Red Lake mine setting. We actually put out news on this today. What I'm really excited about is how much we've expanded this Gold Rock camp. So the image I'm showing right now, there are 3 solid lines. Now, when we started drilling this in 2024, that was all we knew about. So there were three main zones that had been previously mined a little bit, previously explored a little bit. But all of these dashed lines I have on here, and there's about 10 additional zones now. They're new discoveries through our relogging of the historic core, through our mapping, and mainly through our own new drill holes. Because we complete sample, we do oriented cores. So we're looking at kind of the full picture of the potential here. And we've intercepted some really exciting results on these hanging wall structures. What we put out today, which is pretty interesting, really shows how much it's grown. If I look at the next slide, and we're looking down the one of these structures, so just the Elora Shear here, this used to be kind of two pink shoots that we thought was all that was there based on the historic drilling. And as we drilled more, as we started to come up with our structural interpretation of what was controlling things, we had this theory, okay, well, there's more vertical controls on the mineralization, but there's also a horizontal control on the mineralization. So we're actually starting to see the pink that you see is 10 gram meters or better. That's filling in. And when I first looked at this image, it was really just kind of two small shoots, and we didn't know that there could be this much. So there's still a lot of room here to test. Obviously, some of this is very interpretive, but it gives us a lot more potentially mineable grades than what we initially thought. And when I started looking at this project with just the three zones, I said, okay, we're gonna have to be very, very good at predicting the high grade, and otherwise, this could never be a mine. And today, with all of these stacked structures, there's still a lot more potential for economic grades and zones within this 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer footprint. So it's really a big win for us, because going from the last slide where we're looking in plan view, you know, three zones where not all of it is economic, to so many more targets in the same footprint, you can even potentially open pit mine this, which at first I didn't think was a possibility. And that's much cheaper. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay, so that, let me talk to all my viewers and listeners, and this was not going to be in my curveball, which I'll get to in a minute, but that's
okay.
Actually huge news to me, because I'm thinking of, and again, I'll name drop, I'm an investor in West Red Lake, and very happy, all of that, but what, correct me if I'm wrong, their veins are really narrow, if you would, high grade, very narrow, and it's easy, and that's part of the reason the company that owned them before them got into trouble, if you would. It was just, again, high and narrow, if you would. They didn't have this wide horizontal, if you would, pay zones, correct? And you potentially, it looks like, have that. That makes the project all the better.
Yeah, that's why we're so excited about this particular shear zone, because the widths range from 5 meters to 15.
This is looking even better.
Yeah, the grade varies on that, but that's why it's such an important zone, and it's been our main focus of 2025.
Right.
Drilling along that and finding parallel zones only helps that for future economics of the project. So we're really excited with the progress we've made over this year. And, you know, now we're testing, and the next batch of results, which you asked me about, that will be testing the periodicity, or basically the pattern of this, at a larger scale. So we have a similar geophysical anomaly 2 kilometers away. We mapped that last year. We drill tested that earlier this fall. And so we should have results back on that. We also mapped more of that. In fact, I'll jump down to that. There, that's that slide. So we were just looking here at the Gold Rock Camp area. These blue circles are our geophysical anomalies. So we had some there on Gold Rock. 2 kilometers to the north, we have another geophysical anomaly. That's where we got, you know, 24 grams per ton, 9 grams on surface. Those are just surface samples again. So we're drill testing that with just 4 holes. I don't think I spoke to this much, but I like to be very disciplined about how we drill things. So we'll do small passes, get the data back, and then interpret that. And I don't want to, you know, so to speak, spend all our money before we really know what we have. And so that's important to me, that we keep that very disciplined approach.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so let's talk about shear structure here. So I was looking, if you don't mind going back to that slide. I'm trying to find, and I'm doing this to the benefit of myself, not only as myself as an investor, but also to all my viewers and listeners. So I'm looking at your shear structure, and I like to see that tighter. There's really not a number that I specifically look for, but in a early stage explorer, that's high to me. And just to all my viewers and listeners, again, this, I am a share I'm not a geologist. I am an investor. So I look at what's important to me is share structure. Talk about that. Why are there so many shares outstanding right now? And that's not, I'm not going to put that as in a negative box. I just want an explanation and know the plan moving forward to keeping that relatively tight.
Absolutely, Andy. No, we started this company in 2022, a pretty tough market for the last few years, for sure.
Sure.
And because there's so much potential on this property, I would say the deal to get the southern half from Manitou Gold was probably a bit more than we would have liked it to be. So that increases the share structure. That is the payments that we had to make to Alamos there. In order to be able to make those, we had to raise money as a private company. So we already had to have a fatter share structure going into our public offering than we would have liked. It has been harder to raise money in this market. Luckily, we've been able to. So we've actually started with a 8,000 meter drill program in 2024. We just finished 15,000 meters in 2025. So we've been able to do work, even though it hasn't been the most favorable market. We would have liked to raise that money at higher prices, but unfortunately we didn't. But we did believe it was important to progress this project anyway. So that's really where the share structure has come from. Our last raise, however, we didn't have any warrants. That was done at back in August, and it was just straight flow through and some hard dollars as well. But
Okay.
unfortunately, that's the going ahead in a hard market. It was the ability to make this great strategic land package and put that together, because you can kind of get those kind of opportunities, but it does cost.
Yeah, no, so I'll take that and I'll take that gladly as well. And to all my viewers and listeners, again, you're checking boxes. I do like to see tighter, but what Mauro said is absolutely right on. If anybody's been in doing this for as long as I have, which is about 30 years now, especially in the last, I don't know, 5 to 6 years here or 8 years, it's been very, very difficult for minings. And so they've had to. What's more important, I think a better question is that you got the money, and you raised the capital and you have the capital now. So that's how I'm overcoming this in my mind. Mara, again, take me through the first quarter. You might have already doing that. What of next year? What should investors be on the be aware of what's coming out or that you can talk about?
Yeah, so we'll still have the results, as I mentioned, for Mud Lake. That'll be coming before the end of the year. Oops, sorry, I jumped too far.
It's
We were
okay.
just looking at this slide. Sorry, jumping all over. So Mud Lake, that's the test out from Gold Rock. We also started drill testing more at Sheridan, so I didn't speak to that at all. But I'll go here to this map and say, you know, going to the south end of the property, this is a very different beast. We put out our first drill results just a month ago on this particular target. Jump to it now. Very high grade, narrow structures at surface, but we felt that the rocks just look totally different. That's the best way to explain it to a non-geo. They look totally different. The alteration's totally different. So we figured this has to be a different type of system. Now, just south of us, there is a granite intrusion, and we believe that would be the heat source and the fluid source for the mineralization here. Now, we're doing some more work to prove that with the geochemistry, but we had some exciting results, like I said, about a month ago. Different style of mineralization, 9 meters at 1.3 grams, shows something wide, broad mineralization, even broader but lower grade, up to 136 meters at like 0.2 grams. So that's not economic, but it does show that there is a very large fluid system going on here. So it's really pinpointing where the kind of, you know, 1 gram material is within the system. Now, I mentioned geophysics a bunch of times already, but this has about a 5 kilometer geophysical footprint to this alteration halo, so to speak. So we're drill testing this more now. You'll see those results early in the new year. We're drill testing Hinman, which I very excited about that new discovery we made. So you'll see those results in the new year. And so you kind of expect, because we're already starting our 2026 program, that it'll be a pretty exciting first quarter, and into second quarter, we'll still be drill testing these. Between the way we've been growing Gold Rock and these new exploration targets, it should be a pretty diverse package of results. We also did a lot of field work this summer here at Gold Rock and Hinman, and we did a full property-wide soil program. So all of those results will be coming out too in the first 2 quarters.
Okay, excellent. So, Mara, if people want more information to do their own due diligence, how do they find you? And if they want to trade you, what exchanges are you traded on? I see it there on the slide, but if you could just give those exchanges and your ticker symbols, that would be great.
Absolutely. So first, you can find us at dryadandgold.com. Our contact information is there. You can sign up to be on our distribution list. We also put out a lot of videos explaining what the drill results mean. I take questions from shareholders and make videos explaining different things. If anything you really want, shoot them at me. It gives me a lot of great content to help, especially people that aren't geologists or don't have a technical background. A lot of this is like, what does it mean? So send me your questions. I'll happily help to explain that, even if it's not about Dryden. I think it really helps to grow this industry because it's really exciting. We're truly exploring. Where to find us? We're on the TSXV at DRY, the OTCQB at DRYGF, and then we're also on the Frankfurt Exchange too, X7W, which is harder to say than the others. So that's where to find us. And you can email us anytime. We're pretty responsive. We appreciate getting the feedback from our shareholders.
I will put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. And Mara, I want to say this. I'll say this to speak to all my viewers and listeners. I met Mara just a week ago. I don't know. Was it a week ago? I think it was about a week ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah, and she presented to an investment group that I'm involved in here in Atlanta. And just so you know, it was not as friendly as I have been here. And Mara hit the ball out of the park. So I want to, she was interrupted and just rapid fire questions from a lot of sharks that wanted to not only trip her up, just find the hole in it. And she performed just exceptionally well. You're a very good presenter, Mara. So I want to give that feedback to you.
Thanks,
again,
Eddie.
You're very welcome. None of this is advice. I am a shareholder now. I'll more than likely be accumulating. It doesn't mean I will, but I'm more likely be accumulating as things progress. And I'm very interested in the story. Please do your own due diligence. Mara, I want to thank you so much for your time. And you did exceptional in Atlanta and an exceptional right now.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome.